The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, I said the Power Hour was going to be back in five. Well, yeah, we were. And we are, but the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. We've got the 10% off site-wide sale going on with free shipping for orders over $250. That's $250 for those of you that need clarification. We all need clarification. It is Monday. Let's see. Dr. Jason Dean joins us again. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on the show. You're actually one of the fun ones out there. So it's
wow.
You're a good way to start Monday morning, Dave.
I'm glad that we're able to make your day. I just love you, guy. You're just doing God's work, you know, and this is the thing, folks. You got to pray for people like Dr. Jason Dean because it's all about health. He is the creator and host of what we call BraveTV.com. If you've not been to his website and you have internet access, look, if you don't have internet, go to the library and log on, if they'll let you. The thing is YouTube, I mean, some of the articles that I got sent over the weekend, all of a sudden, violates our community standards. And I'm just like, oh, dude, seriously? No wonder Dr. Jason Dean is on Rumble and Truth Social and the Brave TV channel. So, I mean, come on. He is a husband, father, and doctor calling out medical and big pharma. Problem is, you can't trust your doctor these days. They want to give you big pharma drugs that could kill you. You know, like if you're diabetic, they want you to put on the glipizide or Farxiga or whatever that. Man, that junk is killing people, screwing up their whole system.
100%.
Yep. And now, you know, see, it's like you're trying to figure out, well, maybe I just need to go on a diet and get a count the carbs. And I mean, these things are what, $375 if you're on one of these pharmaceutical plans, prescription drug coverage. They're expensive prescriptions in the first place. But then if you read the reviews on these things, what people have said, adverse events, I mean, they didn't even have to go to the VAERS system. Now you can't even get on the VAERS system because it's like it's frozen in time. Have you noticed that, Dr. Dean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so the VAERS system, the funny part, the funny part on our end about the VAERS system is, remember, the VAERS system is less than 1% reported actual events. So when people go, oh, my gosh, there's so many, that's less than 1%, everybody. So the real number is astronomical if it was actually reported. But they depend on that. I mean, it's like any site that you – it's like any time you want to get customer service or you want to report something that's actually of useful data, you know how hard it is to find, Dave? That's the whole purpose of it, so you can't report the useful data.
Exactly. And now we have researchers in Japan have just published a preprint. This is a review. Of course, Dr. Dean knows what that is. This was published at the Ides of March. Yeah. Receiving a blood transfusion from COVID-19 vaxxed individuals could pose a medical risk to unvaccinated recipients since numerous adverse events are being reported among vaccinated people worldwide, according to a study from Japan. Are you familiar with that study, sir?
I am. I just saw something the other day, too, that I think it was a day or two ago that was tied to that, where they're not allowing people to give blood. So there's multiple reports coming out on that exact thing that, yeah, wait until this hits America, Dave.
Well, I think it already has. Dr. Judy Mikovits was telling us long ago that, you know, you got to be watching the blood bank, because what they've reported here is there is no way to cleanse the vaccinated blood of the spike proteins. I mean, would that be a fair statement?
No, 100%. I mean, so here's the real issue. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever traveled outside the U.S.
I hadn't
until my 20s or so. And then I went to Europe, went to different places over there, went to Africa. And I was that fast asleep American. And my wife's Italian, so we went over there. And I was shocked to see an entirely different world who gets their information from other places. And I don't think America realizes, and most of America doesn't realize, because I deal with people every day in practice. And since people don't get international news, they have no idea what's going on. They only get the American programming news, the MK Ultra news, the brainwashing, et cetera. And so you're right. Operation or Project Paperclip right now, the media, the mainstream Mockingbird media, they only tell one side of the story. So the problem is no one has seen this information on, oh my gosh, how, like, we can't get blood. We can't get, no, it's a terrible idea because, again, you know, all of us are fighting really hard behind the scenes and researching every day on how we can best try to help people who have had vaccines, who have had boosters, because of stuff going through their blood, spike protein, prion diseases. I mean, literal self-organizing, self-replicating nanotechnology. We know this. We've seen the live blood analysis of this, right? But the problem is it's only on super alternative media right now. So no, we don't know. We've had some ways to clean up some toxicity, but the problem is this is replicating, Dave. So we're trying to just keep up or partially keep up with what the body and the DNA is already trying to spit out more and more of. So no, there is no safe. And so I tell people all the time in the last few years is I'm not saying there's not a time and place for hospitals, emergency care, et cetera. But you better not go in unless you absolutely have to go in, because if you end up with a transfusion, anything like that, they're not scanning, they're not filtering, they're not picking up data from anything. And you know, there was a story out probably a couple months ago. They're like, oh, the American Red Cross, or they're doing a blood drive as they always do, and they said, oh, you have to call and find out. And everyone was going, oh my gosh, they're finally sorting and filtering. I go, no, they're not. No, all they said was if you've had any symptoms of a vaccine, that you have to let them know. But once those symptoms go away in a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever it may be, you're allowed to go give the blood. So no, they're not actually filtering what's in the blood. So if you are getting blood, there is, first of all, you are getting vax blood. And on top of that, I don't believe, I've not seen any way around finding out, unless you have a family member that literally can give blood and it goes right to you. No, you're getting essentially vaxxed COVID blood. And on top of that, there is a host of other stuff, including the micro and nanoplastics that no one is even talking about, which is going to change all of healthcare, Dave.
Yeah, see, now that's the other thing that we do want to focus on here, because microplastics can accumulate in cancer cells and may help them spread, according to study hints in Live Science. This is something that you've been paying attention to of late, right?
Well, it is, because it's – so we have the – so I have two different worlds of healthcare now, Dave. I have healthcare since 2020, which is COVID-related, and then I have healthcare, which was healthcare before all that, which is just regular. So people coming in, and the crazy part is you're going to watch over the next probably several years to decade plus, you're going to watch the entire cardiovascular disease paradigm of health be flipped upside down, because everyone thinks – that cholesterol causes high blood pressure, fatty liver disease, cardiovascular disease. It's not true at all. Your cholesterol is literally part of your immune system. And what we're finding out, there was actually a study done a couple of weeks ago out of Italy where they took about 305 people, and they actually went in and they took out plaques from, I believe it was a carotid artery. And when they did this, they found out 60% of them, Dave, almost 60% of the people that had this, inside the cholesterol buildup was actually nano and microplastics. Now, that means that would not have gotten stuck in that area without the microplastics actually building that area up. But here's the crazy part. You know where they got that from? People are like, well, why? How is a nanoplastic and a microplastic in there? Okay, well, we know it's in the jab, but this goes before that because this was a buildup. So the buildup actually comes from plastic water bottles, plastic food containers, and plastic PVC plumbing and piping in our homes and industrial areas. Dave, we've been taught for, you know, what, 25, 30 plus years that we have to switch out all the stuff in our houses. We have to switch out everything because it's too costly. It's too dangerous. We're going to go over to this cheap stuff that's better. It's better technology. And we're actually finding out it's leaching plastics. It's leaching micro and nanoplastics. And this stuff is literally building, Dave, an infrastructure in the cardiovascular system, which is catching the cholesterol. So when they open somebody up in heart, in cardiovascular world, and they go, oh my gosh, we see cholesterol, they're going after the wrong target. They see cholesterol. Cholesterol is necessary for the human body. Cholesterol makes your brain up. Cholesterol is a precursor to your hormones. Cholesterol is in every cell you have. The target is not cholesterol. The target, high sugar diets, obviously, we've known that for a long time. But now we're adding the micro and nanoplastics. Dave, this literally could turn healthcare on its head. And every doctor, every medical doctor out there, for the most part, is still prescribing statin drugs, which are one of the most dangerous line of prescription medications in the world. And that's still their gold standard, Dave. They're still going with technology that is not the salt, the solution to the problem.
Well, now you bring up PVC plumbing. Does PEX, yeah. Is PEX plumbing any different? Because everybody is now looking at PEX.
Anything that is a plastic or plastic derivative is going to be problematic. I mean,
you're going to be shedding microplastics.
So for anybody out there, and I'm not saying people don't need to get surgeries. Obviously, I understand this. But when you get a surgery done, you get plastic inserted or you get metal inserted, just so you know, your body looks at that as a foreign invader. So I know people with hip surgeries, knee surgeries, yes, I know you've had a metal put in. I know you've had plastic put in. And I'm glad that you're out of pain. However, just know, your body looks at that as a foreign invader. So what it does is it starts attacking it, but it will also start leaching in the human body. So you will have a heavy metal toxicity over time. You will have a heavy plastic or microplastic, nanoplastic toxicity over time. So do your best, obviously, not to have the surgery. If you have to, there's newer composites that are far better. But, I mean, just in the past, we had our well redone. And he goes, oh, we're going to put the PVC in, or we can put the older metals. I go with the metal again. He goes, really? I go, the older stuff was correct. I mean, you can go back to ancient Greece, ancient Rome. Now, obviously, lead is a bad idea, right? But there are proper metals, stainless steels, coppers. And yes, they're more expensive. But why are they more expensive, Dave? Because America is not America anymore. If we went back to our old ways of production and manufacturing, those metals would not be as expensive as they are today. That's because of manufacturing down, inflation is up, the fiat printed dollar. But they shipped us over, they switched us over to cheap materials. And you're right. Anything that's a plastic or a petro derivative is going to leak into the human body, which will cause health problems over a period of time. And then they put you on medications that are even toxic to fix their problem that they're not aware of, Dave. It's really a crazy spiral downwards.
Bob, we're going to have to all reevaluate what happens, because copper, I mean, you know how the thieves like to steal that stuff.
Yes.
You will literally, depending on where your frost line is, you're going to have to dig a line. You're going to have to put the copper in the ground. You're going to have to probably wrap some sort of insulator around that to keep it from freezing up during the winter. And it's going to last a while, but at least you're going to get copper flowing through the system. And once it cleans out and runs, it's fine. But now I'm going to have to take all that PVC back.
I know.
Now that
I know,
you see it, I've got a complete filtration system from Dr. James McCanny that I was going to hook up in here. But if I'm sending it out of there and I'm cleaning it all up and sterilizing it and doing the 5 filtration system and cleaning all that stuff out, and then I'm sending it through PVC into the house, well, that's not good.
It's when I look at this, and when this study came out, I mean, it wasn't shocking the study came out, but at the same time, it's not an area we've been looking in, because obviously we just kind of went along with going along. But it's a microcosm of what's going on in our country, right? I mean, when you grew up, I mean, I'm younger than you. I don't know how much, but when I grew up, it was a different time. I had people who were in my family who were in construction, and they were not using these new materials. They were using the old materials. You go back to those old houses still work. But what happened was, and it changed probably, I mean, in my teens or 20s, we saw a world flip over to, and this is no different than the COVID situation. We flipped over to this thing called scientism. We got all these academics, we got all these government employees and officials, they got together and they made it so that we would think that the new science was true and real. But in reality, that's actually a part of Marxism. I know it sounds strange, but that goes back to Marxist ideals. They took away our country, our manufacturing, our science that actually was real and worked. And they flipped us over to believing that all this new stuff was so appropriate and so much better. And then on top of that, the medications that came out with that, I mean, the FDA, the NIH, working with all these different government organizations, we think that modern medicine has solved so many problems. Yet at the end of the day, when you look at the numbers, Dave, cardiovascular disease is still number one. Cancer is still number two. Diabetes is still number three. 7 in 10 Americans, think of that number. That's 70%. 7 in 10 Americans, 70% of your population is on an average of 4 medications. That means mostly I have people that come in that are on 10 medications. A third of our nation, including children, are on psychotropic antidepressant medications, right? How far have we fallen in just the last 10, 20, 30 years, Dave? And I know you know this. You've seen it happen over your lifetime. We left an old world that still worked. It wasn't perfect. We had to improve on it to a world now that is superficial. It doesn't work. America is sick. America is broke. America is poor. President Trump says this all the time. We really are a third world nation, but we're superficial because it looks like we aren't. Because if you Purell yourself enough, Dave, you'll think you're healthy, but yet we aren't. We are actually fat, sick, and almost dead.
Well, not only that, but the FDA, because of this settlement, is now backing off of slamming ivermectin on social media. So, you know, I mean, come on, look at and says, come on, people, come on, horses, and you're not a horse, you're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. I mean, this is the garbage that they were putting out, and now they've rescinded all that and said, nope, you know, because of this landmark case, you know, it's all stopping. But here's the thing, you know, people still they're not paying attention to mainstream, to the alt media. COVID infections alone may alter the DNA. The jabs make it worse. This we know. Dr. Dean, you know this as well. And, you know, even with the mRNA, you were saying earlier that there's nano and microplastics in that. I thought we were looking at a lot more metals, according to Dr. Kerry Mate, in the jab itself. They were seeing stuff under electron microscope that it's like, what in the heck is that?
Oh yeah, no, there is both. There's definitely nanometals. There's also nanoplastics. I mean, most of this stuff is being shipped in plastic containers. But on top of that, I mean, I don't know if you've seen this. There's a couple different doctors out there who actually done live blood analysis, and everybody doesn't know who that is. What that is, if you go to your standard LabCorp or Quest or whatever they are at this point, when you take a blood test, that's called a dead blood test. They're not going to tell you that, but that's what it is. The blood is put in a vial. It actually is dead. So they look under dead blood, which is fine. It's still good testing. There's better testing called live blood analysis. It's not widespread. The government and the FDAs of the world despise live blood analysis to the point where they go after it and they attack it. But there's actually really good doctors out there that use it. You can literally see the microorganisms, the thing in your blood, move it. Your blood moves the way it's supposed to under the slides. But what they're finding is they're finding the nanoplastics, they're finding the parasites, they're finding the bacteria because they're literally alive in the blood. But on top of that, Dave, they had live blood analysis that was from people who were passed away, right? So 8 days later, Dave, 8 days later, they were looking at the blood from a postmortem individual, and the blood was still moving, not because it was alive. There were literally nanobots, nanotechnologies in the blood that was still moving post-mortem.
And this is before embalming takes place. That's my understanding, right?
Correct. Yes. This is insane. People literally we've been studying this I've been studying nanotechnology since probably 2010 lightly, just because we were looking at what was coming down the road. This stuff self-assembles, self-duplicates in the system, and it actually organizes itself, because what it is it's literally a computer. Bill Gates and company and all, I mean, there's tons of names in that world of technology, right? These guys had a plan a long time ago. They are at least 10 or 20 years ahead of us right now. They are creating self-assembling computers in the human body, which then they can change the software by using mRNA technology to get your DNA to do something different. They look at you as a computer. They know that they can change and replace softwares in you. So when people think that, oh, well, this transhumanism thing, there's going to be robots. We're going to have robots walking down the street. Not literal robots. They're turning you into the robot. So you're still human on the outside, but they can control you from a distance. I mean, we already have the Freedom of Information Act documents showing how they can wirelessly control you. They don't have to be connected to you. It's called teslaphoresis. If you have it in your system, they can literally send signals out to you, control biomechanics, and control the mind of a human being, Dave. I mean, it's just frequencies at the end of the day. It's all wavelengths.
Yep. And see, you know, those who use the Rife machine, that's a productive frequency type of device, and I use it every day.
Yeah.
Constantly. I sleep with it on. So, you know, it's whatever frequency I want, it's there. You know, I can program it in the machine and do it. It's one of the reasons why I recommend it to people, even though we don't and no longer sell it. At the if you want any information on that, you will have to email me directly at dave@thepowerhour.com, and I will respond in kind and let you know where you can get one. In the interim,
people ask me all the time. We've known Rife technology since probably, I mean, I've known it since about 2005. And I have a Rife machine just to the right of me, right? And people say to me all the time, well, you're using it for yourself. Why aren't you using it in practice for all of us? I go, because we're not allowed to. What do you mean?
Ow.
Because the DEA, if they know about it, I tell practitioners, I'm like, don't be loud about it because they will knock your door down if they want to, because they don't want people knowing about frequencies. They don't want people knowing about that. And you're exactly right. I mean, this stuff will run ours off and on all the time because you can. I can even program frequencies into mine.
It's no wonder you look good. See, that's the thing. I mean, we're healthy, literally. I don't mind. I am turning 70 in 2 months. I don't mind telling you that. I feel great. And see, people just, you either accept it or you don't. And I take ivermectin every other day, 12 milligrams as a maintenance. And so because I'm around people a lot, and the only way you can communicate if you're around people that have gotten the jab to stop the spike protein traffic is to stay on the Rife. There's actually COVID settings. I have not been sick since I went down with COVID in June of 2020, and I started doing the nebulizer treatments from the protocol set forward, with the food grade hydrogen peroxide and the saline in a nebulizer. Started doing that to clean the lungs up. Then I did the AZ pack, did the azithromycin with the prednisone. You can get it on the black market. It's out there. You have to email me at dave@thepowerhour.com.
But Dave, how long have you known about natural technologies like Rife and stuff like that? Have you been studying this for a long time, or is this a wake up for you in 2020?
No, actually, I did not know that the Rife machine was available in forms that we could acquire it. Okay. Because when I was, this was like back in, let's see, probably 2002, maybe.
Okay, great. So you've been understanding this for a while.
The Rife machine that I saw was this big cylindrical tube, and you walk in a room and you sit around it, and it bombards you with a host of different frequencies, and you sit there for 20 to 40 minutes. And this is really strong stuff. I mean, there's several smaller tubes around a giant one, and they paid thousands of dollars for that. And it's like, man, I wish I could afford one of those things. Now they've made them affordable. And so, you know, when COVID started and I found out that there was a Rife machine out there that you could actually use that was affordable, I snagged one for my wife and myself. So we each have our own. We each program our own frequencies, and we know that it works. But the thing is look what the FDA is doing and everything to stop doctors from using this in private practice, because it is all about frequencies. And now with these frequencies, when we're talking about microplastics and this nanotechnology, this metal nanotechnology, they're using frequencies like 5G and 6G and whatnot for the purposes of stimulating those in the brain. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've known this for forever, essentially. So we're using positive frequencies to detox things out of us, kill any different types of pathogens in the body. You can also change the brain. You can improve, obviously, functionality, put in love frequencies, happiness, kindness, not because that's going to make you happy, but like, obviously, things that will help people stay out of depressions, anxieties, worries. But keep in mind, too, when we're doing that to benefit ourselves, Dave, they're doing the opposite. So I always tell people, stop listening to the garbage music. Stop watching the garbage television, because at the end of the day, we are receptacles. Our we have sensory organs. We sense things for a reason. We have to take in our external environment. So our eyes, our nose, our ears. I mean, we have tons of senses, right? More than we actually know. We take this stuff in. You have to be very cautious of what you're taking in on a given day, including, and even more importantly, is the first 7 years of your child. Make sure they're not taking in any of this garbage, because that's what's programming their neurology, their brain. So these kids who are going to these, you know, and I'm not opposed to any music if done correctly. I mean, there's tons of different, I mean, there's nothing wrong with rap music if you're doing it positively, right? However, these kids out there listening to all this pop stuff, listening to the degenerate rap stuff, which the rap industry was taken over a long time ago. I mean, the original inner city music was actually great. They flipped it. So your kids going to these concerts, they're taking in opposite frequencies. They're taking in degenerate or depressing, or, you know, basically, you know, we see these kids wearing black all over the place and piercing everything in their body and tattoos all over the place. You know, there's a time and place for that, maybe. But if you see it, actually starts going downhill. The reason why, you keep listening to these frequencies over a period of time, it's going to change your brain. It's going to change it for the negative.
Yeah. I still like, you know, Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine, because they use that. Now you do what they told you, you know?
Yes.
And I mean, this is it.
I tell people all the time, I go listen to the lyrics of the music. Yeah. I mean, you're being subliminally programmed, everybody.
Yeah, that's why I said, now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. I mean, this is what they sing in the song, folks. Yeah. I mean, this is not, and my daughter listens to it. I'm going, look, you're a big Rage fan, but understand something. Not everything they're saying is right on, but that, I mean, I'm using that in my programming for an upcoming show I'm going to be doing that particular stanza, because the fact is, if you keep, like you said, Dr. Jason Dean, you keep listening to this stuff over and over again. I mean, it's even the stuff on the show. If I don't make fun of it and pick it apart and understand what all of this programming, even the alt media, is starting to bleed into the mainstream and starting reporting this stuff that's not fringe, that's not alt, that's not commonsensical, for lack of a better term, we're starting to get inundated in the alt. And see, they're also programming us with all this negativity. Now, you're talking about recombinant viruses and things like that. I mean, even Dr. Strecker, you know, way back in the 70s, found all this stuff out, and they murdered his brother. So, you know, the thing is, they will stop at nothing to keep science moving forward. And you just keep going out and buying that bottle of water, especially that Nestle Pure Life, because that's got all of that crap in it, and it's bad for you. You know, that's why I keep all my stuff. I have this 2-gallon glass jar with a spigot, and I have the Pril beads in the bottom of the jar. So we're drinking Pril water a lot. And the thing is, I mean, you can filter water so you're blue in the face. What can I say? Dr. Jason Dean, it's been wonderful having you on first thing Monday morning. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You started my Monday off good.
I know it. Hey, God bless you for the work you're doing. We appreciate you.
Be well, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right. Be well. We will be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Monday. And, you know, we told you about the tainted blood supply. We've known that for a while. And so, you know, Dr. Jason Dean just let you know, in no uncertain terms, be careful about going to the hospital, especially about transfusions, because the risks associated with blood transfusion using blood products derived from people who have suffered from long COVID or from gene therapy experimentation, you know, including those who got the mRNA vax. They call it a vax. You see how our alt media, like the Epoch Times, is drifting. They keep calling them vaccines like everybody else. They don't call it the jab. They don't want to tell you the whole truth. They want to call it a vaccine because that's how everyone accepts it. Everyone in the mainstream media accepts it. It's crazy how that works, huh? See, and what the government can't constitutionally prohibit, it gets private corporations to do. Attorneys representing the SEC, you know, the Securities and Exchange Commission. They have urged the Supreme Court not to hear Elon Musk's appeal of settlement conditions that Mr. Musk says would require Americans who settle their cases with the government to consent to be gagged for life. He's challenging the details of a settlement agreement he signed with the SEC requiring to seek pre-approval for comments about Tesla, of which he's the CEO, He also used to be chairman of their board of directors. And so what do they want him to do? The attorneys for the SEC noted that Mr. Musk conceded that his free speech rights do not permit him to engage in speech that is or could be considered fraudulent or otherwise violative of the securities laws in the district court. And they stated that the terms of the settlement require him, now get this, to seek pre-approval from Tesla's own attorneys, not the government, before speaking publicly about specified matters related to Tesla. This according to court documents. Like I said, what the government can't constitutionally prohibit, it gets private corporations to do. So now he's got to go to Tesla's lawyers. Well, what can I say and what can't? And they're the ones telling him because the government couldn't do that. No, they're stripping your rights of free speech. That being said, Judy in Georgia, good morning.
Good morning. In regards to illegal immigrant criminals being allowed to have weapons, do you recall the military exercise where they had crisis actors and they were gauging the response of the military personnel if they would shoot and kill Americans on command?
I do remember the survey that they took in the Marine Corps down in Pendleton, and 25% of them all conceded that if ordered to shoot Americans, they would.
Okay, and that was shocking that it's 25%.
Yep.
So with this...
You want to know who they are, right?
Now, this agenda now with illegal immigrants, not only being police officers, but also incorporated into the military, when the time comes, they're not patriotic Americans. They will have no issue at all with shooting and killing Americans, men, women, and children, because they're not patriots.
That's right.
So I think this is the agenda. This is what they're steering towards. That was
Agreed.
My thought. I wanted to throw that out there for anyone who hasn't thought of that.
No, valid point. And I've said this too, the illegal immigrants, it's not just them. It's all these military age men coming into the country. They may be recruiting them for that very thing, Judy. We've always said it.
Yes.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yes.
I said that's a valid point.
Yep. That was it. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. Thanks for caring. Dave in New York. Good morning.
Yeah, just before I get to what I was going to say, to pick up on what Judy was saying, back at 29 Palms and all that, when it tested those people, well, Obama figured out who wasn't on his side in the elections, and generals and, you know, the tops of different branches of the military, and he fired them all. So, you know, it's no longer, you know, if they're going to come against you or whatever. They're also coming after Christians for some reason. I can't understand that one. But there's an ad on TV.
Do you remember up in Boston? Yeah. I'll tell you what happened in Boston. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's an ad on TV, and I'm not sure what it's supposed to cure, but if you think of what's going on in Canada with MAID, medical assistance in dying because people are so depressed or kids are depressed or, you know, blah, blah, get rid of the useful cedars. Well, there's a commercial on now for something called Brimzellix. And you're to stop taking it if you develop suicidal thoughts or tendencies. I got to give you some of that. You know?
Yeah,
but it's Brimzellix.
Well,
you know,
here's
the thing. So the handwriting is on the wall.
It is.
And we need God's protection.
They want to kill us all.
Just remember, our God's bigger than ours is. Na-na-na-na-na-na. I'll see you later.
That's right. Well, no, I got one for you here. Did you hear about the 16 preachers in Boston, most of them black preachers, have all said that the white churches now need to cough up $15 billion to pay for reparations to the slaves, to black people, because they were slaves when they came over here. So the white churches need to cough up $15 billion to give to the black people in reparation for slavery. And it was signed by 16 clergy.
Yeah, I know, and they're coming up with this white national Christian nonsense. They're making it up as they fly by the seat of their pants. My relatives came over as indentured servants or something like that, so you kind of like had to work your debt off, you know, that type of thing.
You know, you look at the Irish, too. The Irish were slaves, too. You know, we don't hear the Irish screaming about, you know, wanting reparations for all their folk that came, were transported over here. So, you know, it's just, it's nutty.
I'm German, Irish, and English, so there's a lot of hard-headedness and good beer drinking in my family. I'll see you later.
There you go. Have a Guinness on me, Dave. Thank you for your call. SpaceX Starlink satellites, for those of you wondering what was going on because of this stuff with NOAA is talking about, the weather service, weathermen on crack. SpaceX managed to thread the needle with the weather over the weekend, launching another Falcon 9 rocket from Pad 39A at Case Kennedy Space Center over the weekend, launching a bunch of satellites into orbit. Deployment occurred in about an hour and 5 minutes after launch. Another batch is scheduled to take off at 5 p.m. Eastern today. They're going to launch another one off of the SpaceX West Coast launch pad at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And they can put more satellites up in the air. Now, this is for the purpose of, obviously, the Starlink internet network. And don't think they can't monitor what's going on up there. Zuckerberg, by the way, back at it again. Instagram users are getting really upset as the platform begins automatically restricting political content in their feeds months before the election. Many users are incensed that the political filter has been automatically turned on without their permission. Didn't bother to ask them, didn't get their consent. So what Breitbart News did is it compiled necessary steps, which we have, and we've included them on the email blast. If you would just go to thepowerhour.com, go to the newsletter tab and sign up, you can get these. Because the way I'm going to read them, Instagram, there is a here's how to stop Instagram from limiting political content on your timeline. And there's 9 steps you take, and they're all there. Opening the app, go to your profile by tapping on your profile picture in the bottom right corner. Tap on the 3 horizontal lines in the top right corner to access the menu. Select settings, choose privacy, scroll down and tap on content preferences, select political content, choose the don't limit option to disable the automatic restriction of your political content in your feed. If the app crashes when attempting to change the setting, try updating the app and running through the process again. This is what Zuckerberg has been doing to disable Instagram and Facebook. Now, if I ran through that too fast, there's a reason, because I got other stuff to cover. If you would subscribe to the email blast, you could read it. I know. I don't have internet. What's a mother to do? Don't serve your family total. So here's something else about Musk's and his satellite technology. The U.S. National Reconnaissance Office is reportedly acquiring a constellation of hundreds of intelligence-gathering satellites from SpaceX with a specific focus on tracking targets down below in support of ground operations. Need I say more? Starlink already offers unparalleled end-to-end user data encryption. Starshield, this other stuff, uses additional high-assurance cryptographic capability to host classified payloads and process data securely, meeting the most demanding government requirements, according to the Starshield site. Starlink's inter-satellite laser communications terminal, which is the only communications laser operating at scale in orbit today, can be integrated onto partner satellites to enable incorporation into the Starshield network. Laser-based communication systems are capable of sending large amounts of information quickly and are also highly secure and resistant to electronic warfare jamming. Yeah, that's out of our surveillance state category. And also, now people are very upset. Chairman Jim Jordan and Representative Harry Hageman, you probably have heard about this, sending a letter to Treasury Secretary Yellen, the Mushroom Lady, and Merrick Garland, the AG, opening an inquiry into the IRS's use of AI to surveil Americans' financial information. Did you know what was going on? AI surveilling us? Really? Oh, it's being programmed to look for things. Alex Mina, the IRS official working in the agency's CID, the Criminal Investigations Division, admitted the IRS has a new system that uses AI to target Americans. Imagine that. They want to find out if you're cheating the government out of every dime that it's due. Because God knows we got a Congress that spends like a drunken sailor in a strip club. A California man has been arrested for illegal surveillance of over 90 victims. Over 90, that would be 91. He allegedly, he's been characterized, by the way, as a violent predator. He allegedly recorded 91 people in a Starbucks restroom in San Jose, California. Luis Juarez Jr. installed small cameras beneath the bathroom sink pointed at the toilet. Captured extremely graphic material between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. The victims ranged from 4 to 85 years old, both men and women. The 35-year-old was arrested and taken into custody after investigators suspected him of being the one who set up the camera. Equally disturbing is the San Jose authorities found 20 firearms inside the man's home, including a gun that wasn't registered, high-capacity mags, an assault rifle. Oh, yeah, you know, they're going to demonize him. He's been charged with kiddie porn, installment of a hidden surveillance camera with audio, possession of high-capacity magazines, possession of an assault rifle, and possession of unregistered firearm. Well, I guess in California they can bust you for that. They are a blue state, after all. Boy, I tell you what, he's got audio. Can you imagine in the bathroom? You're going to go use the bathroom to take a dump? Think about that. He's got audio. Imagine that. Wow. So much for surveilling your farts, right? Jeez, what will people think up next? Oh, well, let's not forget what they did in the Hooters girls. Jeez. Dane Wigington, by the way, has more news from Geoengineering Watch in his latest report. For those of you that can surf the net and go to geoengineeringwatch.org, winter's making a comeback in some areas. Wet snow, heavy wet snow falling across New England. He's talking about that. They're trying to cover up the headlines like this one. Just over a week ago, U.S. had the warmest winter in history, which is also from Fox News. Flora and crops all over the U.S. have bloomed and emerged early. For those of you, our Japanese maple is doing wonderful here. Flash freeze weather whiplash events do great damage. We're supposed to get a cold snap again through the U.S. Hopefully we won't suffer from chemical ice nucleation due to their cloud seeding. Why would a government do such a thing without public disclosure? Does that question ever deserve an answer? Also, over the weekend, thanks to Brett from New York for a video here on growing your own chicken feed for both meat and eggs. We're including a video for those of you that want to watch our gardening, farming, and homesteading section here. There's a 23-minute video on how to grow your own chicken feed. In case you can't get to the store, there's grid down. You won't be able to. You have to grow your own. You want to keep the eggs and the meat coming. Going to have to be more self-sufficient, just like Dr. Jason Dean just said. We've gotten away from the old way of doing things. And, of course, Sherry brought up the fact, calling in today, about the red flag hub. En garde! Biden administration setting up a national center to provide training and technical assistance to help police, prosecutors, judges, and others implement red flags laws more effectively to take guns away from Americans who pose a threat to themselves or others, drawing criticism from conservatives. Oh, gee. The National Extreme Risk Protection Order, or ERPO, Resource Center. Yeah. It allows anyone like police, family members, or medical professionals. See, this is what thing about, they ask you these questions. Are you using pot? Well, God, if you use marijuana, you can't have a concealed carry. Are you mentally unwell? Have you been depressed? Why do you think they're asking you these questions? Because, see, the doctor can narc you out and violate HIPAA laws, and they come to your door and do just what they did to Mr. Malinowski in Little Rock. I'm sorry, I'm not letting go of that. Anybody bothered at KARN or any of these other media in Little Rock? Have they bothered to issue a Freedom of Information Act request to the ATF to get a copy of the search warrant? I sure would like to know what was in that search warrant that allowed them to bust in this guy's front door and shoot him to death with a high-powered rifle. How's that work? I sure would like to know that. Terry in New York. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Did you ever read the book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie?
Don't know.
There's a chapter called The Most Media Hoax in U.S. History. And this is what I got from the book. It says, today these facts showing that the event never took place far outweigh those that have been sold to the world public as proof of that the U.S. astronauts performed a successful moon landing with Apollo 11. In fact, there is no proof whatsoever that Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins and any further than a few hundred miles into space following the successful launch in July of 1969, but there is much proof that they did no more than orbit the Earth for a couple of hundred miles for a few days while the world watched the fantasy unfold. And this is from the Bible. Evil men and imposters were perceived from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And also, did you know that in October 1983, Congress declared 1984 as the year of the Bible? You can find that at scripturesforamerica.org, and you can get a copy of it, suitable for framing.
All right, we'll look that up. I appreciate that, Terry. Thanks for your call. Moving on to cancel culture, in case you hadn't heard, conservative commentator, if she ain't no commentator, Candace Owens has parted with the Daily Wire. Did you know? That's what the outlet's CEO, Jeremy Boring, wrote on an post on X. She's taking a little bit of a break, then she's going to come back on X. She would return to YouTube after a brief hiatus. I don't trust YouTube, frankly. It's owned by Google. They're censoring people. My lovely wife sent me some videos. Guess what? They're not posted anymore because they violated our community standards. So now we can't watch them. Looking forward to watching this guy unload on a group of people about stuff that we all know is a lie. But yet that violated community standards, so we had to take the video down. Stockholders have approved the acquisition of the Truth Social Media platform. This is what was going to, this is TMTG, Trump Media and Technology Group Corp., Digital World Acquisition Corp. Their stockholders have voted to approve the merger of DWAC Merger Sub, Inc., a Delaware corporation and wholly owned subsidiary of the company with and into Trump Media and Technology Group, a Delaware corporation. It's going to happen. They voted in favor. So that's how, according to the current report on the Form 8K filed with the company, yep, it's going to be in the NASDAQ market under the ticker symbols DJT and DJTWW. This was filed with the SEC last Friday, so you know. A Tampa man called passengers. Now, this is a dark-skinned fellow. Shail Patel, 29. There's a video out. We put that on there. And this video shows what passengers on an airline need to do when people like this act up. Let's roll. Remember that Flight 93? Yeah, he was on board an American Airlines flight traveling Tuesday from Tampa to Philly. Court documents said he was intoxicated when he boarded the plane. While the plane was still on the ground at Tampa International Airport, he began antagonizing passengers, calling flight attendants names, threatening passengers, and aggressively moving through the aircraft. I'm trying to get to my home country, and you people make it harder for me to get to my home country. Patel is seen yelling in the footage. You blue-eyed white devils, and threatened to take the plane down with all you mofos on it. I had to say mofos because I couldn't say mother, you know what. Police said Patel slapped one passenger on the hand and face and spit on him. And, of course, a fellow passenger attempted to escort Patel to the front of the plane. According to directions from the flight attendant, a physical altercation ensued. Patel got in the face of the passenger, then he got shoved, and a fight pursued. And, of course, one of them put him in a headlock, and several of the passengers escorted him to the front of the plane and off the plane, where he's been charged. He's currently being held at the Hillsborough County Jail. See how crazy things get, folks? It's nuts. It's what's going on right now. It's amazing how it works. And you give people a platform, and this is what they do. It's going to get worse, folks, before it gets better. We, the people, have to do something about it. All the things that we didn't get to talk about today on the show, you can find out on thepowerhour.com by getting our email blast. It's that easy to subscribe. Until then, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.